Blue Origin plants $600 million bet on Florida rocket manufacturing. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Blue Origin is investing $600 million to build a rocket production facility at Cape Canaveral in Florida. The investment represents one of the largest single-site manufacturing commitments in the commercial space sector in 2026. The facility is designed to anchor supply chains in Florida, which already hosts a dense cluster of aerospace primes, defense contractors, and government launch infrastructure. Jeff Bezos is writing a $600 million check to build rockets in Florida, and the move redraws the map for institutional capital across the entire space industrial complex. Blue Origin has announced plans to expand its manufacturing footprint at Cape Canaveral with a $600 million rocket production facility, according to Manufacturing Dive. The investment represents one of the largest single-site manufacturing commitments in the commercial space sector in 2026, and it arrives at a moment when the Pentagon's appetite for domestic industrial capacity has never been more explicit. The facility targets rocket production at scale, anchoring supply chains in a state that already hosts a dense cluster of aerospace primes, defense contractors, and government launch infrastructure. The scale of the commitment matters. $600 million in fixed industrial capital is not a speculative bet on launch demand. It is a declaration that Blue Origin's leadership believes launch cadence will reach a volume that justifies dedicated production infrastructure rather than shared or leased manufacturing space. For context, the broader trend of capital-intensive domestic manufacturing commitments in defense-adjacent sectors accelerated sharply in 2026 as the U.S. government signaled, through contracts and direct investment, that it would pay a premium for onshore supply chains. Guardian Metal Resources CEO Oliver Friesen, speaking about his company's tungsten supply ambitions, told Reuters, "Our goal is to cover direct defense demand for tungsten." The quote, aimed at a mining audience, captures the same logic driving Blue Origin's Florida expansion. Defense-linked demand has become the underwriting thesis for industrial capital deployment across the American manufacturing base. For institutional investors, the implication extends beyond aerospace. The Blue Origin announcement, read alongside the surge in defense-oriented critical minerals listings documented by Reuters, points to a structural shift. The U.S. government is functioning as a demand anchor for fixed industrial investment, and private capital is following that signal up and down the supply chain. The Florida facility is a strategic asset, not just a factory. Cape Canaveral is not a coincidental choice. The site places Blue Origin inside the densest concentration of launch infrastructure, government range access, and aerospace workforce in the United States. Proximity to Kennedy Space Center and Patrick Space Force Base means the facility is operationally embedded within the national security launch ecosystem from day one. The $600 million figure implies a facility of meaningful scale. Rocket manufacturing is capital-intensive at every stage: precision machining, additive manufacturing for engine components, propellant handling, and integration bays all require purpose-built infrastructure. A facility at this investment level is designed for throughput, not prototyping. Our view, Blue Origin is not building a factory for today's manifest. It is building for the manifest it expects to win from the U.S. Space Force, NASA, and commercial satellite operators over the next decade. The facility functions as a bid bond in physical form, signaling to government procurement officials that Blue Origin has the industrial seriousness to support multi-year, high-cadence launch contracts. Key figure, $600 million in committed capex at a single Florida site, one of the largest aerospace manufacturing investments in the state in 2026. Defense demand is the new underwriting logic for industrial capital. The Blue Origin announcement does not exist in isolation. Across the industrial and materials sectors, 2026 has produced a consistent signal. Defense-linked demand is pulling capital into domestic manufacturing at a pace not seen in the prior cycle. Reuters, citing exchange filings and company disclosures, reported that at least 18 mining companies completed or pursued U.S. listings in 2026, compared with just 3 in 2025. The cohort spans valuations from roughly $25 million to $7.5 billion. Producers of antimony, tungsten, rare earths, and uranium have all repositioned their equity stories around Pentagon demand rather than commodity price cycles. The numbers behind individual transactions are concrete. United States Antimony secured a $245 million Defense Logistics Agency contract to supply antimony for the defense stockpile. Guardian Metal Resources received $6.2 million in Pentagon funding and has applied for additional military financing that could reach at least $100 million. Guardian raised $68.3 million in its listing. Rare Earth Americas raised $63.3 million. Atlas Critical Minerals raised approximately $11 million. These are not large capital raises by institutional standards. What they demonstrate is the structure of the new industrial investment playbook: use a public listing to establish credibility and access, then layer in government contract revenue and direct Pentagon funding as the real capital engine. The implication for Blue Origin's Florida facility is direct. Bezos is operating the same logic at a much larger scale. The $600 million CapEx is the private equity equivalent of the listing. The government launch, contracts and Space Force relationships are the revenue underwriting that makes the math work. The supply chain exposure institutional buyers cannot ignore. Rocket manufacturing draws on many of the same critical materials that are driving the mining listing surge. Tungsten appears in rocket nozzle components and high-temperature applications. Rare earth elements, specifically dysprosium and terbium, are essential for the advanced magnets used in guidance and propulsion systems. Realloy Incorporated noted in its filings that its project contains dysprosium and terbium used in magnets for advanced weapons systems. This creates a second-order investment thesis that the source coverage has not connected. Blue Origin's $600 million Florida facility is, in part, a demand signal for the exact critical minerals that are pulling 18 mining companies toward U.S. listings in 2026. Our view: institutional investors evaluating the Blue Origin supply chain should map exposure across the critical minerals complex. A single large-scale rocket manufacturing commitment of this size creates structured demand for materials where domestic supply chains are nascent, government-subsidized, and increasingly equity-accessible. Source: Reuters, citing exchange filings and company disclosures. Capital figures reflect 2026 listing proceeds. Private equity positioning: where the money flows after the factory announcement for private equity and institutional capital, the Blue Origin announcement opens four distinct positioning vectors. First, direct aerospace manufacturing exposure. The facility will require contractors, tooling suppliers, and systems integrators. Tier 2 aerospace manufacturers with Florida presence and precision machining capability become acquisition or growth equity targets. Second, critical minerals equity. The mining listing surge documented by Reuters is not a coincidence timed to the Blue Origin announcement. Both trends reflect the same government demand signal. Investors who can underwrite the technical and geopolitical risk in tungsten, rare earths, and antimony production gain exposure to a supply chain with a visible anchor customer in the U.S. defense and space sectors. Third, industrial real estate and infrastructure around Cape Canaveral. A $600 million facility commitment from a well-capitalized private company is a neighborhood anchor. Warehouse, logistics, and light industrial assets in Brevard County carry a different risk profile in 2026 than they did in 2024. Fourth, workforce and training platforms. Rocket manufacturing requires specialized labor. Companies that provide technical training, apprenticeship programs, or workforce placement in aerospace manufacturing are positioned to capture a portion of the hiring demand this facility will generate. Risk to monitor: the critical minerals supply chains feeding aerospace manufacturing remain concentrated outside the United States. Until domestic production from companies like Guardian and Realloy reaches commercial scale, the Florida facility's supply chain carries sovereign risk that no amount of domestic CapEx can fully hedge. The Plaquemines view the market is reading the Blue Origin Florida announcement as an aerospace story. Plaquemines reads it as an industrial policy story with a 10-year compounding structure. The U.S. government has made a strategic decision to rebuild domestic manufacturing capacity across defense-adjacent sectors, and it is using a combination of direct contracts, Pentagon grants, and procurement preferences to pull private capital into that build-out. Blue Origin's $600 million is private capital responding to that pull. The 18 mining companies listing in the U.S. in 2026, up from 3 in 2025, are the same dynamic operating one layer down the supply chain. What the market is underpricing is the duration of this trend. Defense-linked industrial investment cycles do not reverse quickly. Once a facility is built, a workforce is trained, and government contracts are awarded, the incentive structure locks in for years. The mining listings are not a 2026 phenomenon that normalizes in 2027. They are the early-stage equity formation of an industrial base that the Pentagon has signaled it intends to fund for a generation. The second-order play: companies that sit between the raw material and the finished rocket, specifically specialty processors, component manufacturers, and testing facilities, are the least covered part of this supply chain and the most likely to generate asymmetric returns as the build-out accelerates. These businesses are too small for the aerospace primes to acquire today and too strategically important to ignore in 3 years. Plaquemines thesis: the Blue Origin Florida facility is not a CapEx event. It is a demand signal that reprices the entire domestic aerospace and critical minerals supply chain. Investors who wait for the factory to open will pay the full multiple. The bottom line: Blue Origin's $600 million Florida rocket plant marks a capital commitment that reflects the convergence of commercial space ambition and U.S. industrial policy. The same defense demand logic pulling 18 mining companies toward U.S. equity listings in 2026 is the logic underwriting Bezos's factory. Institutional capital that maps these two trends together, aerospace manufacturing capex and critical minerals equity formation, will find a supply chain in early stage repricing. The window to build positions at pre-facility multiples is narrowing.